The goblins showed as much mercy to the invading adventurers as the party had intended to show them. Racked by her horrific ordeal, Fighter gave a high, piercing scream. But within it, Priestess was sure she could make out words. Run. Hurry. I'm sorry. Tears welled in Priestess's eyes as she kept repeating her apology while turning away from the scene of brutality. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Her repetition became a plea for forgiveness as she heard the last scrap of Fighter's robe tear away and the shriek of horror caused by the goblins taking their grim prize. Closing her ears to the echoes in the cavern of the goblins violating her companion, Priestess hefted Wizard and began a stumbling retreat. The grit and grime of the cave floor stung Fighter's eyes. She stared at the frantically bobbing torchlight from her retreating companion. Maybe, if they at least survived, her suffering will have meant something. Fighter's mind desperately tried to retreat to heroic fantasies or other soothing memories, but even this dull comfort faded with the light. She was alone. Even the pain racking her back and chest was soon cut through, torturing her with lucidity. The calloused heel digging into the back of her head, the filthy nails digging into her soft flesh, the manic, violent thrusts, more akin to stabbing than mating. Every new sensation was a new hell. In the darkness, all her hazy vision could make out was glowing eyes. All she could hear was cackling, the patter of celebratory dancing. The glee they took in watching each other showed why they deserved extermination. I will kill you. Fighter desperately tried to force herself to her feet with the last drop of energy in her body. She was merely dogpiled and brought down again. And the cackling continued to build and build. Chanting. No. The brutish, stabbing thrusts intensified. And then her own screams rang out louder than ever as the indescribably wrong feeling of hot, viscous fluid invading her body caused Fighter to be sick again and again. Her head ringing, she could sense a struggle behind her, and limply flailed her legs in vain. Then Fighter felt them pull the boots from her feet. In place of a heel, she could feel hands digging into her scalp. Her arms were pulled taut to the side, and with putrid fluid still running down her legs, another hateful stab invaded her body. Their organs were seemingly designed to draw pleasure from inflicting pain. She could feel them roughly grinding into her palms, her arms, her legs, her feet, even her hair. They were stripping more and more away from her. Even her memories began to fade. Why was she even there? And what did she do to deserve this? For what felt like days, all Fighter could do was endure the painful thrusts and mocking laughter. The seeping, fetid filth from the goblins using her hair matted her formerly silky locks to her head with a mixture of drool, sweat, and pollution. And then the final humiliation. Battered. Broken, Fighter was pulled up to her knees before the very Hob who so easily defeated her. In the darkness, the stench of the monster's organs smearing against her face would have induced more sickness if she still had the energy to retch. But before it could happen, death rattles echoed throughout the cave. Some of the goblins began panicking. Salvation? No. Frustrated by the interruption, the hob grabbed Fighter by her haggard throat and hurled her down a ratway, deeper into the nest. She hadn't even the energy to stand. Instead, she felt more filthy hands pulling her by the hair deeper into the darkness. A wooden door creaked open. Fighter could hear the wails and moans of the goblins' other captives as they too endured this brutality. In the dull orange glow of a cooking fire, Fighter's ordeal continued. The goblins' putrid weapons continued to violate her and pour their unholy seed into her defeated husk of a body. She coughed and sputtered with the first mounting of her face, but her eyes had glassed over. Heavy, polluted, broken, and most sickening of all, full. The bright-eyed and confident adventurer she had once been was truly dead. When the cries of pain and death from goblins being dispatched pierced the darkness, the former fighter didn't even react. She only appreciated the small mercy in the lull of the violation. When the flaming corpse of the hob that began this ordeal burst through the door and smothered two more goblins beneath it, she still didn't stir. It was only well after she'd been recovered from the cave, clothed in what the rescue party could spare and been lifted to the cart, that life began to return to her eyes. But this was a changed life. Forever broken by the goblins, forever haunted by their brutality. Years later, when tales of the Slayer's exploits were common, a barmaid would suddenly break down hearing the description of the waif-like blonde priestess who accompanied him. It wasn't meaningless.